customer service.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was buying a KitchenAid mixer for $2 from the Walmart thing, and now it's a drawing and not an actual buy for a closeout.
You said that you bought a mixer and then it did what now?
It became a drawing.
Okay. Yeah, so you want a chance to enter into that contest to win that prize?
Well, then that's false advertisement because it doesn't say any enter for a chance to win.
Okay.
Nowhere on there until after I pay.
Okay. Yes, it stated in the terms and conditions.
No, it does not.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can assist with, sir? Because it is stated in the terms and conditions.
No, it's not. I'm an attorney. It's in the state of New York, and this is fraud.
Okay. So is there anything else I can assist with where you were trying to cancel that account?
Yep.
All right. What's your name?
Robert Triolo, T-R-I-O-L-O.
Okay, will you verify that email address?
rj27triolo@gmail.com.
Okay, so it does show there was a charge for $5.74 shipping and handling for that KitchenAid. We can go ahead and cancel that account. And I do have a cancellation number if you would like that.
My money's put back on.
Uh-huh. We can go ahead and cancel that account out completely.
Yeah, let's do that before I drop a class action civil suit.
All right. That cancellation number is C, as in Charlie, 260.
Charlie 260.
442.
Charlie 260 442.
413. That's correct.
And that is put back on my account, right?
Mm-hmm. We did. Go ahead and void that charge out for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.